by Charisma Gugulam, Snlu, Vizog. However good a constitution may be, if those who are implementing it are not good, it will prove to be bad. However bad a constitution may be, if those implementing it are good, it will prove to be good. The Constitution of India is known to be a preeminent document that gives a point-by-point record of what the residents of India can and can't do. It has set a standard that should be kept to guarantee lawfulness in the general public and to assist it with creating and flourish. The Constitution of India has been set up with accuracy, thinking about the interest of the everyday person just as the general interest of the country. It is a gift for the residents of our country. The genuine proportion of the significance of a nation is examined through the viable execution of the rights of its residents. Each nation grants certain rights, with impediments, to its residents. A solid administration is one that gives outright rights and opportunities to individuals, and India is one such country in the world. The Constitution of India furnishes its residents with 6 central rights, because of which different rights are determined. The legal executive, the judiciary and the legislative are the caretakers of the usage of the principal rights ensured to individuals of India. Fundamental rights apply generally to all or any residents, paying little heed to race, origin, religion, rank, or sexual orientation. The Indian Lawful Code and other laws endorse disciplines for the infringement of those rights, subject to the watchfulness of the legal executive. The key rights given beside the constitutional rights are legitimate rights ensured by the seat. Simply, if there should arise an occurrence of huge rights infringement, the High Court of India are often drawn nearer for extreme equity according to Article 32. The OR rights have their inceptions in many sources, including Britain's Bill of Rights, France's Declaration of the Rights of Man, and US Bill of Rights. The quintessence of free discourse is the capacity to think and talk openly and to get data from others through distributions and public talk unafraid of retaliation, limitation, or constraint by the public authority. It is through free discourse, individuals could meet up to accomplish political impact, to strengthen their profound quality, and to help other people to become good and illuminated residents. The right to speak freely of discourse is viewed as the primary state of freedom. It possesses a liked and significant situation in the chain of importance of freedom. It is said about the ability to speak freely that it is the mother of any remaining freedoms. The right to speak freely of discourse and articulation implies the option to communicate one's feelings and assessments uninhibitedly by expressions of mouth, composing, printing, pictures, or some other mode. In the present day time, it is generally acknowledged that the privilege to the right to speak freely of discourse is the embodiment of a free society and it should be defended and unsurpassed. The main rule of a free society is an unrestricted progression of words in an open gathering. Freedom to communicate feelings and thoughts without obstruction, and particularly unafraid of discipline, assumes a critical part in the improvement of that specific culture and at last for that state. It is quite possibly the main major freedoms ensured against state concealment or guideline. The right to speak freely of discourse is ensured not just by the constitution or resolutions of different states, yet additionally by different global shows like the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the European Convention on Human Rights and Essential Opportunities, International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, and so forth. These declarations explicitly talk about the security of the right to speak freely of discourse and articulation. Article 19 is the most significant and key article which epitomizes the essential opportunities. Article 19 of the Constitution gives the right to speak freely of discourse, which is the option to communicate one's assessment uninhibitedly with no dread through oral/composed/electronic/telecom/press. The Constitution doesn't make any exceptional/explicit reference to the opportunity of press. The heroes of the free press considered it a genuine pass of the drafting council. Notwithstanding, the opportunity of articulation incorporates the opportunity of the press. Dr. Ambedkar in this setting had said for talking sake of the drafting panel that the press had no extraordinary rights which are not to be given to an individual or a resident. Dr. Ambedkar further said that the editors or managers of the press are altogether residents of the country, and when they decide to write in papers they are just communicating their privilege of articulation. Along these lines, the word articulation covers the press. On current occasions, it covers online journals and sites as well. The Constitution ensures the option to hold gatherings and take out parades. The parades and gatherings ought to be unarmed and tranquil. This privilege might be limited in light of a legitimate concern for the public request or sway and trustworthiness of the country. This article has likewise been inspected and deciphered by the High Court on many occasions. It's worth note that Part 144 of the subsection 6 of the Code of Criminal Procedure can be forced by the public authority in specific zones, which makes the gathering of at least 5 individuals unlawful. This segment was tested in the High Court through Kamla Kant Mishra and Ors versus Territory of Bihar and Ors. Case, 1962, on the premise that it abuses Article 19(1) of the Constitution and along these lines is invalid. The High Court in its judgment held that force has given upon the state government under Area 144, subsection 6, of the Code of Criminal Procedure, is constitutionally legitimate. Section 129 of the Code of Criminal Procedure approves the police to scatter any unlawful get-together which may make unsettling influence public harmony. The Constitution pronounces that all residents will reserve the option to frame affiliations and associations. The opportunity of development is ensured by the Constitution, and residents can move to start with one state, then on to the next and any place inside a state. An individual allowed to move from any highlight to any point inside the nation's domains. There are sure exemptions, for example, unions and armed force zones. An Indian resident is allowed to dwell in any state aside from Jammu and Kashmir. Again, this is dependent upon specific limitations. The Constitution of India ensures every one of its residents to do exchange, occupation or business anywhere in the country. These days, free discourse has now been reduced against the option to oppose what's going on. As the expression appropriately goes, free discourse is ensured right, yet these days the residents take the full freedom to give out data that is bogus. A nation like India, where the need for free discourse is to get change for the great, is presently seeing the adjustment in some unacceptable sense. For instance, the new assertion of senior adverb Dushyant Dev in regards to the murkiness of the collegium and the exchange of equity Jayant Patel had prompted the issue of hatred procedures against him. Free discourse is a need to present changes and modify some unacceptable activities or exercises submitted by public authority. In any case, at whatever point a wrong is brought up, it is resented or slanderous matter or something like that. Conveyance of wrong data likewise shapes a contributor to the issue. Taking a gander at the new circumstances, an impediment must be vital on the circulation of such off-base and wrong proclamations that eventually impact those individuals who are unskilled. The sensible limitations forced on the crucial rights are intended to control the utilization of free discourse. Nonetheless, these days there are endeavors to abuse such limitations as scorn discourses which can be spread by masses or by online media. The spreading of scorn discourses against a specific local area or standing or religion can have terrible outcomes later on. The media too is currently a lot slanted towards the spreading of bogus news and wrong data to the majority. This conflicts with the actual morals of the opportunity of the press, which has been ensured to us by the Constitution creators. Here and there even the media goes to the degree of criticizing an individual without appropriate proof as found in various cases. The award of free discourse as a correct ensures the option to individuals to talk about matters about which they have no data or no information. In the event that fact is let out, it is denied and hushed after a lovely long hole. The current circumstance of free discourse in India is falling apart as individuals are more disposed towards tolerating what's going on and is against what is in reality right. Paid news is a generally excellent illustration of this. Significantly, such strategies be controlled and laws passed be caused severely so that individuals to don't will abuse this privilege without meaningful proof. The privilege of the right to speak freely of speech and articulation was consolidated by the drafting council of the Constitution of India with the expectation to guarantee that the residents can communicate their emotions and perspectives, although basic, openly and unafraid of confronting any repercussions for the equivalent. While the privilege has, generally, offered the opportunity to the residents to give valuable analysis to other people just as to the express, the privilege has been manhandled and misused, for the most part by political and strict pioneers the nation over. The privilege is being utilized as a shield under which the pioneers are impelling and inciting the majority against their partners, be it another ideological group, diverse religion, or just another gathering with an unexpected philosophy in comparison to their own. The pioneers convey scorn talks against such people and networks under the name of practicing their rights, manhandling and playing out a character death for the sake of communicating their perspectives on an occasion or an individual. The consequence of such abuse is manifold. Right off the bat, conveying such scorn discourses and maligning an individual, local area or association prompts mortification of the said individual or local area and makes hurt its generosity. Second, conveying such scorn addresses with the reason to prompt and incite the majority leads not exclusively to a sensation of disdain yet besides bringing about savagery, causing injury and even passing in enormous numbers because of horde brutality. Third, imparting scorn among the majority through such disdain talks and character deaths prompts shared disharmony, which isn't at all solid for the soundness of a country that is home to more than 9 significant religions. India is known all around the globe for its social and shared variety, and such scorn discourses, which are conveyed under the name of the right to speak freely of discourse and articulation, if not controlled, will ultimately prompt mutual disharmony and confusion all over the country. The ability to speak freely and articulation is dependent upon limitations that are considered to be sensible by the public authority. The public authority of India has outlined different corrective laws to guarantee that the privilege isn't utilized against the interest of the state or of its residents. For example, Area 153A of the IPC condemns advancing hostility between various gatherings on grounds of religion, race, the spot of birth, home, language, and so forth. Segment 298 likewise condemns expressing, words, and so on, with purposeful plan to wound the strict sensations of any individual. Subversion is a significant illustration of controlling the right to speak freely. Segment 124A of the IPC condemns any demonstration which ingrains or plans to impart the sensation of scorn or offense towards the public authority set up by law. The demonstration of subversion was condemned in 1860 by the English through the IPC with the expectation of suppressing the insubordination of the Indians. Segment 124A, albeit a significant limitation to keep up harmony and agreement all through the nation, is being abused by the political and strict pioneers to quiet individuals who denounce them. The measure of subversion cases held up has expanded radically in recent years. The absolute number of dissidence cases enrolled in 2015 to 2018 remain at 191, of which 30 were documented in 2015, 35 of every 2016, 51 out of 2017, and 75 out of 2018. Out of these 191 cases, preliminaries are finished for 43 cases, of which just 4 were indicted, while the rest were acquitted. The conviction pace of the cases demonstrates that a greater part of the cases was documented with no premise and the sole explanation, as derived from the information, is mental just as a monetary provocation. Lion's share of the cases was recorded to compress the people just as the media houses to repudiate their assertions, else they would be trapped, presumably for quite a long time, under the weight of court procedures and preliminaries, influencing them both intellectually just as monetarily. Another illustration of abuse of limitation on the right to speak freely is slander. The demonstration slander wrongdoing under segment 499 and 500 of IPC. Notwithstanding, the term is so comprehensively characterized that any individual or substance can guarantee harms under slander for the assertions distributed about them. This escape clause is abused as a rule by immense worldwide partnerships, who don't second thought to sue people like columnists, ecological activists, or even enormous media houses, under the charge of slander. They guarantee financial harms which are colossal to such an extent that it is past the limit of the people or the media houses. For instance, Kiratori Worldwide Limited brought charges against ecological writer Kaya Acharya under the wrongdoing of slander, demanding ₹1 billion in remuneration for the assertion distributed by her on her blog. Likewise, Dependence Businesses Limited, India's greatest enterprise, look for ₹1 billion in harms from columnists Paranjoy Guha Thakurta, Subir Ghosh, and Jyotirmoy Chowdhury for a book on Dependence Ventures Limited. Such instances of slander, rebellion, and so forth not just tie up the people with court expenses, legitimate procedures, and mental pressure and misery for practicing their ability to speak freely in articulation yet besides scaring the other residents and associations, who, subsequently, cease from openly practicing their privilege because of the chance of confronting such a suit themselves. The privilege of the right to speak freely of speech and expression is a necessary right of every single human being and some portion of the essential rights given by our Constitution, alongside an arrangement to apply sensible limitations on the equivalent. Also, it will offer a route to the undesirable components of society to proliferate disdain and viciousness in the residents. Then again, unyielding limitations may undermine the very soul with which the privilege was conceded by our establishing fathers. What is required is balance. There is a dainty line between giving an excess of opportunity and giving too little opportunity, the two of which will take the substance of the privilege out of it. It is slim line that the country needs to stroll on, and lessening the uncertainty present in Article 19(2) will help accomplish it.